I was recently in a store, and it was relatively crowded with people who seemed to be doing some last-minute gift shopping. And the stores had the decorations, which they've had up for more than 2 months now. They had a tree, they had lights, and other Christmas decorations around, yet people have waited until the very last moment to buy that perfect gift. And in my email box recently has been flooded with emails from companies saying, if you want something delivered to your door by Christmas, you have to buy it today. So many people searching at the last minute for that gift. And perhaps some of you are in that same situation. Maybe you haven't purchased all the gifts you want to, or you're still looking for that very special, perfect gift for somebody. And now we're just, 5 days away from Christmas Eve. So I want to help you. As I give you my annual Christmas gift shopping guide. We first have to ask the question, what is the purpose of giving a gift? Now, some people, let's be honest, some people will give a gift to somebody because they want to impress that person. While other people, they may give a gift to somebody because they want a gift in return, hopefully something of greater value or nicer. But ultimately, I think we give gifts because it demonstrates the love we have for another person. We even see this in Trinitarian theology. One of the titles, one of the names given to the Holy Spirit is the gift of God. And so when you are confirmed, or when you will be confirmed, if you haven't been yet, you're going to receive the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And these gifts are given to you not just for you, but to be shared among the other faithful in the world. And so God gives us gifts out of great love for us. And we do the same. We give gifts because we love another person. Isn't a gift a medium or a symbol or a means of showing somebody that we love them? So if we give a gift to show somebody that we love them, why can't we just avoid the medium, avoid the symbol, and just give them love? So this Christmas season, I encourage you to consider giving one or more of the following gifts. Give the gift of reconciliation, somebody whom you may have not spoken with for several months, or maybe even several years or decades. Call them up. Write them a nice letter saying, you know, we haven't talked in a couple years, and this saddens me. What can we do to remedy this situation? Or give the gift of presence, you being present to another person and showing compassion. This is a gift which is greatly needed. I can't remember if I've told this story here, because I use it often, because it's so powerful and it's 100% accurate and true. My first year of priesthood at St. Thomas More on the north side of Spokane, Monsignor Ramirez and I had 6 nursing homes in our parish boundaries, and we celebrated Holy Mass at each of these 6 nursing homes every month. And then we anointed the residents with the sacrament of reconciliation, those who were Catholic, twice a year. So every month we were in these nursing homes, and I remember one very clearly as if this happened yesterday. I would walk into this room and I have no idea what color the walls were, because there are so many cards and letters and drawings from kids and pictures up on these walls. And there's always flowers, always balloons, and almost always people in this particular room. Almost always. I left that room and walked down the hall to the very next room, and I know for certain this woman had been there for at least 2 years. No cards, no pictures, no letters, no balloons, no flowers, and I never once saw a visitor, never once. And I could tell she was very lonely. It's as if somebody put her in there and just simply forgot about her. You know, giving the gift of compassion to somebody and simply being present. I know that COVID has kind of made this more difficult, but we can still call people, we can still write them letters, because there's so many people right now who are homebound. So many people have isolated themselves from society, and they're developing anxiety and great depression because of this. And they need to be present to other people. And we can do that and being present to them and showing great compassion, even if it's just on the phone. How about giving the gift of mercy? Now, this is a very popular gift because everyone here has been hurt by somebody else. Is this an easy gift? No. No. It's not easy to be merciful. But is it necessary? Absolutely true. Absolutely. As we pray in the Our Father, forgive us our sins, forgive us our debts, our trespasses, as we forgive those who sinned against us. It's not easy, but it is necessary. Or consider giving the gift of prayer. I believe that there's many, many people in this county who are not prayed for by name. Or somebody's praying for that person by name. I think that probably the majority of the county falls under that. It's important for us to pray for people, especially by name. Or give the gift of patience this year. Or consider giving the gift of gratitude. This is perhaps one of the easiest gifts on the list to give, yet it's seldom given. Thank God for the blessings in your life. Or thank another person for something that he or she has done for you or said to you in the past. Call them up. Don't send a text message. Don't send an email. But actually call them on the phone or write them a letter and say, you know, you said something to me 3 years ago, and it had a tremendous impact on my life. I appreciate what you said. I appreciate what you did for me. And just write that letter or call the person and let them know. I can assure you that it will be a surprise to them, and they will be thankful as well. Or give the gift of respect and dignity to another person. Once again, this is a gift which is sorely needed in our world, and especially here, I believe, in this county. You know, recognizing the dignity in every person. That's why Christ came to this earth, to restore our dignity. Now, we have to remember, we're created in the image and likeness of God, and we're redeemed in the image of likeness of God. So when we show dignity to somebody, when we respect the human dignity in another person, we're restoring to that person what Christ came to this earth to restore. It's powerful indeed. We just think of these gifts: reconciliation, compassion, mercy, prayer, patience, gratitude, respect, dignity, presence. This is what Jesus Christ did for the people 2,000 years ago. This is what he does for us in the sacraments of the church. And this is what he's asking us, I honestly believe, to give to other people, especially in the holiday season. I mean, the scriptures are just loaded, overflowing with examples of these. And I think we should return them to our neighbor. Now, I know what many of you are thinking. I already know what many of you are thinking. It happens every year. You're thinking, Father, you're being cheap. You're taking the easy way out. You just don't want to buy stuff for people. But think about it. In reality, these gifts which I mentioned are actually, they can be very difficult to give. And sometimes buying gifts is taking the easy way out. You know, instead of picking up the phone and calling somebody or writing them a letter and asking them to reconcile with you, it's so much easier to get online to go to a website, to put something in the cart, to put somebody's name and address in there, put in your credit card and hit place order. That's so much easier than asking somebody to forgive you. And giving material gifts does not alleviate us from the responsibility of giving these gifts. These are special, very precious gifts. I mean, think about trying to buy forgiveness or mercy. You can't do it. If I could buy mercy, I would be broke. These gifts are ultimately the gift of self. The gift of giving oneself to another. This is the gift which we're anticipating in 5 days from now. God giving the very gift of his self to us in the Christ child. We think about how the prophets for centuries talked about this new and perfect and everlasting covenant that God would give to us. And God worked natural signs and wonders, and ultimately he gives us the gift of his very self to us, which is the complete and total expression of his love for us. And we can imitate this in giving the gift of ourself to another person. I remember several years ago, I was visiting my sister and her family, and my nephew Anthony was probably, I think he's around 5 or 6, maybe 7 at the time, and I decided to build a swing set for him. And this swing set was on steroids, it was big. And so Anthony comes up to me, he says, "Uncle Jimmy, let's go outside and play." I said, "Well, you know, let's build this swing set and then we can play." He said, "Okay." So I designed it, figured out what materials I needed, went and bought the supplies, dug the holes, poured the concrete, set the posts, and built this thing. And Anthony, all the while, is saying, "Uncle Jimmy, let's go out and play. Let's play soccer. Let's play baseball. Let's do something." I said, "Well, let me just finish this first, and then we'll do it." And then 15 minutes later, he says, "Uncle Jimmy, can we play?" And by the time I finished the swing set, it was time for me to leave. And because of that, I was not able to do the very thing which he was asking. The gift that he wanted me to give to him, I did not give to him, because I was so preoccupied giving him the gift I thought that he would want. And you know what? So many people do that today. They get so wrapped up in trying to give a nice gift, trying to find the perfect gift, that they fail to give to that person the gift that they really need. He just wanted me to spend time with him. That was it. Simple. And I got wrapped up in building the swing set. We cannot allow ourselves to be distracted like this, especially now. Now, I'm not saying, if you've already bought gifts, just take them back to the store and return them. I'm not saying that. But we have to remember that these gifts which I mentioned, they are superior to any gift you could ever possibly buy in any store or any online retailer. And if we give the gifts, if we give material gifts this Christmas season coming up, without giving these gifts which I mentioned, the gift of self, then we're not going to experience the full meaning of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, coming into this world. The gift of God giving his very self to us. The gift of the Christ child. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.